I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Governor Bobby Jindal will have to wait a few months to have his day in federal court in his lawsuit against the Obama administration over the Common Core education standards. U.S. District Judge Sally Dick set a November 20th hearing date to consider the Republican governor's claims. In his lawsuit, Jindal accuses the U.S. Department of Education of illegally manipulating federal money and regulations to force states to adopt Common Core by offering $4.3 billion in grants and policy waivers that encourage states to adopt uniform standards and testing. Jindal, considering a 2016 presidential campaign, says the Obama administration's actions violate the state's sovereignty clause in the Constitution, as well as federal laws that prohibit national control of education content. Even opponents of Common Core question the lawsuit's likelihood for success. An agreement has been struck to split $40 million in higher education incentive fund designed to steer money to programs that help fill high-demand jobs. A Council of Louisiana College Economic Development and Labor officials on Monday approved a plan to divvy up the money among the four college systems. LSU will get the largest share at $14.4 million from the Workforce and Innovation for a Stronger Economy Fund, or WISE Fund. The Community and Technical College system will get nearly $12 million, while the University of Louisiana system will receive $11.4 million. The Southern University system will get $2 million, the lowest level a university system could receive. The distribution formula is based on forecast of which degree areas are in the most demand and which skills are considered most valuable. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is reported to a federal prison in Texarkana, Texas. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern reports that he begins his 10-year sentence on public corruption charges.
Loyola professor and former Bureau of Prisons official Robert English says the camp is dormitory style and Nagin won't have a lot of privacy. It'll likely be bunking with others.
In terms of property, they can only keep personal property if it will fit in a prison-issued footlocker.
He says all of the prisoners wear the same khaki attire and they're not allowed to have currency of any kind. As for meals,
he'll receive a diet that is nutritionally adequate.
English says Nagin will be issued a job to do for the term of his sentence set to be over in 2024. Michelle Southern reporting.
Louisiana shrimpers are tying up their boats this week, angry about the low prices they're getting at dock. A spokesman with the American Shrimp Processors Association says prices are falling because imports are rebounding and they aren't the ones to blame. Gulf Seafood Institute President Harlan Pierce says it's simply a communication breakdown.
I think that there has to be a better understanding between the processors and shrimpers to exactly why things are going on or what happens in the marketplace that create these type of changes.
Disease had been killing many Asian farm-raised shrimp, which raises the price for American shrimpers, but the problem is going away, so the price is dropping according to processors. But Pierce doesn't think hanging it up is a good way to make more money.
I always felt that you're better off in the water catching product than losing a week of production, because you may not ever make back that week of production. So I'm not sure if this is the way to get it done.
The Louisiana Shrimpers Association says they're in talks with the processors and they're going to try to figure out ways that everyone can make money.